Okay, so tonight, a good friend of mine from Kuwaitin, John, that listens frequently and I'm a lifelong friend, his birthday, September the 8th, it was Sunday. Now we're kind of officially on September the 9th. And I happen to notice this week, it just seemed like every time I turn around, I notice that some jazz musician I knew, his birthday was on September 8th. I never noticed that before, and I thought, well, it was cropping up so much, I should do something about it. So I thought I'd kind of pull this feature together, and I worked on a few things today to kind of finish it off. As I mentioned earlier, if you were listening, next week was our fall fundraiser. So I'll just be kind of playing some things in general to go along with the fundraiser. The week after that, John LaTrenta will be my guest host here, and he selected guitar music to play, which will be kind of classical and more jazz oriented music. We're not going to get into the rock stuff and blues stuff quite as much. So it'll be an evening of guitar music on Destination Out. And then, like I mentioned too, there's a new Coltrane discovery of music that was recorded right around the time of his legendary album Crescent. And this is previously unreleased material for a film score. And I'll be featuring that shortly after I get that. It's kind of a big deal. And so anyway, all up and coming. And then Milford Graves feature somewhere along the line too. So all of that in the near future. But back to September the 8th birthday artists. There's two saxophonists. I mean, there's lots of people, but that were people I play on the show. James Clay and Marion Brown. Bassist Wilbur Ware and Butch Warren. And Philip Wilson, drummer from the Early Art Ensemble. So I'm going to just play some tracks with each of these folks on them and honor their birthday on September 8th, which technically now was yesterday. First, we're going to hear Marion Brown, really great alto player, passed away a few years ago. This is an album recorded in 1992 on the Venus label. Came out in the late 90s, but was recorded in 92. Cool band with Tom McClung at the piano, Jerry Messer guitar, Mike Marcus bass, Chris Daly drums, Marion Brown's on alto. A particularly strikingly great sounding recording. I really want to mention that because I think this is one of the just a stellar sounding record. Listen to every time I listen to it, I go, wow, sounds great. And Marion Brown's alto is recorded beautifully. This is a track called Terra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mel Waldron with Marion Brown, Contemplation, piece written by McCoy Tyner, and that was performed there from an album called Songs of Love and Regret. Mel Waldron, Marion Brown, really nice duet album from them on the, I think it's digital record label or something like that. I might have screwed that up a little bit. It's kind of cut off here. Before that, Marion Brown Quintet from the album Offering. We heard Tara from that. We're featuring tonight artists whose birthday fell on the 8th. We're technically into the 9th right now, but my program starts on September the 8th. So that was kind of the inspiration for this night. And up next, we're going to hear a couple cuts from great bassist Wilbur Ware, one of the kind of first killer bass players come out of Chicago, influenced all kinds of people. Chicago's kind of known for having a lot of great bass players. People played on Blue Note Records and all over the place, and Malachi Favors with the Art Ensemble and on and on and on. But Wilbur Ware, great player, used gut strings on his bass. Always really liked that sound. This is from a real early solo album called The Chicago Sound, and he wrote one tune on the album. I'd like to play that one. This has John Jenkins and Johnny Griffin on saxes, both out of Chicago, everybody. Junior Mance at the piano, Wilbur Campbell drums, all from Chicago. This is a tune called Mama Daddy. Wilbur Ware. Thank you. Thelonious Monk with the great bassist Wilbur Ware. It is 24 minutes in front of the hour. We're featuring artists that whose birthday fell on September the 8th, which is technically Sunday, but it's a Sunday-Monday program. That was a tune called Off Minor, one of my favorite Monk tunes. I like lots of them. It's hard to pick one or two, but one I always am attracted to when I hear it is kind of even is unpredictable after I've heard it many times. Recorded in 57 with Coltrane and Coleman Hawkins, really cool band. Ray Copeland trumpet, Gigi Grice alto, Wilbur Ware, our birthday guy from September the 8th, and Art Blakey on drums from the album Thelonious Monk with Coltrane. Before that, Wilbur Ware from the album The Chicago Sound and a tune called Mama Daddy, really ripping tenor solo there from Johnny Griffin. Great cut. Up next, we're going to turn to another birthday person, Butch Warren, another bassist. Butch Warren played on a lot of different albums, Blue Note albums included. I thought I'd spin a track here from Jackie McLean. This is from the Jackie McLean Quintet, 1962, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Jackie McLean with Sonny Clark, Butch Warren, and Billy Higgins. A Jackie McLean tune titled The Three Minors. Thank you. Couple of cuts there from Jackie McLean with Butch Warren. That was a tune titled Sundew, written by Sonny Clark. That had Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Jackie on alto, Sonny Clark piano, Butch Warren bass, and Billy Higgins drums. Butch Warren, birthday September 8th. That was kind of our theme tonight. Jackie McLean with Butch Warren before that. The Three Minors, really great bebop cut there. From Blue Note Records, both of those different albums. 10 minutes in front of the hour. Next birthday personality. All these people on September the 8th, jazz musicians too, so it's kind of unusual. James Clay, great tenor player out of Texas. You know, he kind of was buddies with Ornette back in the pre-Ornette days before Ornette got recognized, going to California and then New York. And they were friends, and Don Cherry knew him really well and recorded with him later on in his life. But James Clay, a really great tenor saxophone player, very under-recorded. This is a kind of a legendary album that he was on back in the 50s, one of two or three, and a really great band with James Clay on tenor, Sonny Clark at the piano, Jimmy Bond bass, and Lawrence Maribel is on drums. And we're going to hear Sonny Clark tune, really, really cool bop tune called Minor Meeting, James Clay tenor. Thank you.
Thank you.
music from James Clay, and a featured artist that whose birthday was September the 8th, and James Clay, one of those folks, he played flute on that track, a tune called New Delhi. It had Victor Feldman on vibes, Gene Harris, piano, Sam Jones, bass, Lewis Hayes, drums, 1960 recording date on that. And then kind of a, I don't know, not a real well-known bebop record from the 50s, but a kind of a famous one, the Lawrence Marabelle Quartet featuring James Clay. James Clay kind of plays masterfully on the whole album. It's just really a great bebop record. A tune called Minor Meeting with pianist Sonny Clark on that, who wrote the tune, and Jimmy Bond bass, Lawrence Marabelle on drums. And I've got one more birthday artist to get to here.